Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run, or stand up with the best?
It's no holds barred.
Did you edit that so that you sang it again like you always do?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is episode 65, though, of No Holds Barred, Aaron.
Whoa. Feels like a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of you.
It's too much, in fact.
Yeah. Many would say that.
Most would.
Yes. All. All.
Wow. No. You don't have to take it up that far. I gave it to you. I was like, yes, people hate me.
I'm excited tonight, Aaron. In our last episode, we did our top August SummerSlam workers. And tonight, we're going to revisit a concept we did a while ago. It doesn't seem like it's that long ago already that we did this, but it was. Where we built an all-time WrestleMania card. And we're going to do that again tonight. We're going to build an all-time SummerSlam card. On this episode, and the man who joined us that last time for the WrestleMania edition is back tonight, and that is our good friend. You hear him right here on North South Connection once a month or so on Viewer's Choice, and you also hear him on the Final Wrestling Place podcast. That is Marcus Fuller. Marcus, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys, and how appropriate that I am back to return to talk about SummerSlam, the event that my hero, Bret the Hitman Hart, made famous. Thank you very much for having
me. Oh, I can't wait.
The SummerSlam. So for those of you that are new to this concept, what we're doing is we're picking one match from every SummerSlam all time. So it's going to be a robust card. It's a 33-match card. You can only use each wrestler 34. One. Okay, 34.
Got to do 2020.
We don't. So there is one wrestler from each card. And that's it. So you can only use one wrestler, each wrestler one time. So Bret Hart gets one match on this card. Sorry. And that is all. And
or zero. He might get zero matches.
Zero could work as well. Yeah. And we have to pick eight title matches. So we have the World Wrestling Federation World Heavyweight title, the WWE Championship, the Universal Championship, Intercontinental Championship, the U.S. Championship, and then the two versions of the tag titles, the WWE and the World, and then one women's title match from any generation. So there'll be eight must-haves as we build this out. And SummerSlam can be a tricky one because you have a lot of different tag made events and stuff like that too. So I think this will be a real interesting concept.
Will we be choosing the Hart Foundation versus Demolition from 1988?
If this list is being curated by Stephen Graham and Chad Campbell, perhaps.
Chad's high on that match too, eh?
Yeah, because... When he was visiting me recently, we dug into a debate around our August worker list, and he was stumping for that match when I was comparing two specific wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who those were.
It's a fantastic match.
Come on.
It's fine. It's acceptable.
It's no SummerSlam 1990 opener, I will say.
It's cromulent.
It's the best match of Shawn Michaels' career.
Marcus, I'm putting you on the spot. What is your world title match if you had your druthers that could pick any?
Oh, man. I've always captained Kurt Angle versus Steve Austin from 01.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite as well. It's very high on my GWE greatest match ever list. I think there are some contenders to that, right, that are in there as well. Especially Rock and Brock the next year. But does that count as the unified title? Like, so is that a separate thing?
That would count as the WWE title. Because the World Heavyweight title comes out in right after it, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's just a commercial WCW title. So
yeah.
All right, so that would be the same thing. So Aaron, do you have a preference between those two?
Well, you're leaving out a really big one.
What would that be?
John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
True. We needed to have a conversation there.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a couple ways we can go about this because you could do Austin Angle and Brock Punk if you don't want to do Cena Bryan.
Yeah, you could also do and that also gets you to that's if you do Austin Angle, right?
Yeah, because you can't. So the problem with Brock is he's got great matches, but they're all world title usually involved, right? So it's like 02, 13, and 14. You got to pick one, but then that's going to eliminate Austin Angle from contention. But it also, if you do it in 13, takes out Cena Bryan. If you do Cena Bryan, though, you lose any Brock unless you do like one of the Universal matches later.
Right.
Or Taker, I guess we could do a 15.
Yeah.
Right. That's non-title.
The other thing too is, so I like Austin Angle a lot too. That'd be one of my favorites also. But that would leave Angle Rey Mysterio on the floor.
Right.
Which I think is a really great match and a great opener to any card.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yes.
It is. However, if we take that Angle Mysterio match, that takes away the Shawn Triple H match. And I'm not going to say many Shawn Michaels matches are very good, but I will concede to that one.
I don't want any Triple H matches on this card.
Oh, okay.
So let me throw this permutation at you. We do Angle Rey.
We can't do Angle Rey and Rock Brock because they're on the same show, sadly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Angle Rey and then Cena Bryan and then Shawn Hogan.
Shawn Hogan, I'm all in for.
Because Hogan doesn't have, unless you can do a Hogan Quake, or you could do Mega Powers Mega Bucks at 88. That gets Andre on the card, and that's a big time main event.
Yeah, there's so nothing else with Savage that you're losing.
Right. So you could do that, and I'd also get Savage on. So you could do that, and then you could do. I have Cena Bryan. That's like my second best match in company history, so it seems stupid not to include it. But for the sake of this card, is Austin Angle with Brock Punk better? Because that's like the best Brock match without the title. Again, unless you want to do Brock Taker.
Or are we throwing away Brock Rock?
I think there's better title matches and ways to do this and still use Brock than that.
Hmm.
And I would have Austin Angle and Cena Bryan higher than that anyway.
But if you're doing that, then you're probably shoehorning yourself to take Michaels Triple H.
Which is fine too. So like you could do Austin Angle, Michaels Triple H, Brock
Punk.
Like that's a really good three.
Do you want to plug that in and see how that goes?
Yeah, let's see how that plays out. Marcus, any issue with that?
No, I think that's the right call. I want to see how that looks.
Okay. It's tough because there's some really damn good world title matches to pick from.
Yeah, it's Austin and Angle's best SummerSlam match.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite of all time. So, like, I have no issue putting that. And you get Punk Lesnar.
Which is great.
Yeah, it does suck to lose Cena Bryan. But again, it just puts you in a bind. Unless you feel Cena Bryan and Taker Lesnar's better, and then you lose Austin Angle. Because you could do Angle Guerrero you could do Angle Guerrero at 04.
It's not as good.
No. Yeah.
Can we put in Sid Bulldog?
In 96? Sure.
That feels like an easy slam dunk that I will fight tooth and nail for.
All right, then we'll do Mega Powers Mega Bucks at 88.
Sure.
I think that makes sense to do.
She took off her skirt. Ted DiBiase has never seen a naked woman in his life. A guy with that much money, probably, it makes no sense.
Maybe he never saw one voluntarily, you know?
Right.
He's like, wow, they do this without paying?
Why don't we, you know what we should deal with next is the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
Because that's going to probably, that's another one that has a lot of contenders.
All right. So Marcus, as the Bret Hart mark, what, like, are you pushing for Brett Perfect, Brett Bulldog, neither?
Can't do Brett Bulldog.
Oh, right. Because, well, we could. I mean,
no, we can't.
Or are you a non-IC Brett fan, and do you like Brett Lawler Doink, which is maybe my pick?
I absolutely love the Brett Lawler Doink through line. I feel like there's some other Intercontinental title matches that could be put on the card. I don't feel Brett has to be used in an Intercontinental title match. My pick would be the 93 Brett and Lawler and Doink run.
So, Aaron, let me ask you this. Would you rather do Warrior Honky than Mega Powers Mega Bucks?
I like the idea of getting Savage on the card.
Well, you could do 89. You could do Hogan and Beefcake. You lose Andre, but against Savage and Zeus, if you want to get them.
But does that mean we're not considering Warrior Rude?
I feel like that's got to be set in stone.
Then that's our IC title match. Then we're not even debating. That's it.
Right. But then are we not debating Michaels and Ramon? I know we have Michaels Triple H, but Michaels and Ramon, I think, is a better match than Michaels Triple H.
I don't think it even touches Rude Warrior.
I have Michaels Ramon at 5.
I have it at 4.75. I have the Warrior Rude at 4.5.
I'd rather never watch that match ever again. I could watch Rude Warrior like all day, every day.
Well, so if we did that, let's say for shits and giggles, we do it. I think this is our best chance to get Warrior on the card.
Yeah, because you can't put him in the title match in 92 because we're not going to pick that. Unless you do the main event from 91.
Yeah. I was thinking Boss Man Mountie for 91.
Oh, that's a great pick for 91.
Or, we can't do Virgil DiBiase because of DiBiase in 88.
Mm. Right.
I think Boss Man Mountie's a fun one for 91 to do.
Yeah, and we get all the prison skits and the probable rape. It's all there.
I think more so the Mania. SummerSlam's going to have like multiple versions that could be done in alternate universes. Like, there's like 6 different ways we could go right now on some of this stuff.
Now,
around Michaels, Brock, and Brett. Like, there's many options.
We talked about Hart, Lawler, and Doink, but we're not going to consider the cage match?
Well, it's a world title match.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Yeah, I always forget that's a world title match.
Because I was thinking Brett Taker, too, but...
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite Bret Hart SummerSlam match, Brett Taker. Yeah.
So, can't do that.
No.
We can do... Well, if you wanted to change Michaels, we could do Triple H Mankind in 97. But if you wanted to go Michaels Ramon and lose Warrior Rude... So the alternate version of this would be, yeah, Michaels Ramon and Triple H Mankind. But...
Can we have that segment from 97 where Pettengill's looking down Sonny's shirt?
Yeah, definitely.
Or when he's looking up Christine Todd's Whitman skirt. Or pantsuit, I guess, as it may.
Should we... So another possibility... Oh, I guess if we're using Warrior Rude there, but like the Brainbusters Heart Foundation is really interesting too. But
yeah, then you just lose Hart, Lawler, Doink.
Yeah, but I think that's better than Hart, Lawler, and Doink.
Right, so you could do Hart's Brainbusters, Michaels Ramon, Triple H Mankind.
Yeah, but then you're in 2002, arguably one of the best SummerSlams, you're already only picking the fourth or fifth best match.
Right.
Should we pencil in the TLC from 2000?
So that would be what, the WWE, or no, that'd be the World Tag Titles, right?
World Tag Titles, yeah. You know what we could do? Oh, no, because that fucks up the Intercontinental. So I was going to say you could do Rock Triple H from 98.
Mm.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier, too. It fucks up Intercontinental, Michaels Triple H. Yeah, there's a few there. X-Pac
Jarrett match on that.
On
I like that match. Yeah. We could probably plug that in.
And then I think Rock, sad as it is, I think Rock Billy Gunn is the 99 choice.
Not Test and Shane?
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to think if we want to get Rock on, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Love or Lever is so good. I love that match.
Yeah, we got to do that. You're right.
And it doesn't eat up anybody.
No. All right. So 97, what else is there?
Shamrock. Oh, no, I'm not Bulldog. We're not.
I'd rather have Shamrock Bulldog than Bullock said. That's me. Yankees win, Marcus. Yankees win.
Big win, big win.
We can get Pillman on the card, 97.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, him and Goldust.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect.
What are your other options? Or Bariquez, whatever.
Yeah. LOD and Godwin's.
Yeah, which I actually like.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
That, we're already doing Mounty Bossman, but that might be a fun tag title one, too. It's not as good as TLC, though, so.
For?
Oh, when LOD beats the Nasty Boys.
Oh, Nasty Boys, yeah. All right, what did you got? What do you prefer? LOD, Godwin's, or Pillman Goldust?
I guess Goldust Pillman.
Yeah, like you said, I guess Pillman on there.
Yeah.
Even though feels I think
the LED match might be a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. 95. I was going to say Kid Hakushi, but we already got X-Pac.
Right. Is there anything else in 98? Because 95 is not a great show. Anything else in 98 that'd be interesting?
Well, 95, if we want to do our women's match, we could do Alundra and Bertha, but we probably want to save that for later. I think there's other women's matches to come.
98, we could do the Lion's Den match.
Yep, or we could do 95. We could do Horowitz and Skip.
Yeah.
So what's better, Horowitz and Skip plus X-Pac Jarrett or the Lion's Den and
Hakushi Kid?
Hakushi Kid.
I think Jared X-Pac the best match of any of those we just talked about. What do you think, Marcus?
Yeah, I agree.
That's a sneaky little great match. Like,
okay, so let's do Skip and Horowitz, because, again, that doesn't burn anyone.
We could do the Smoking Guns against Eli and Jacob Blue. You don't want to get the Nazis on the card?
I'll live without that one. I'm going to – do we want to throw out doing the two women's? I know we had batted it around. Because we could do Alundra and Bull Nakano from 94.
Yeah, because we don't want to do You Sold Out, Lex. We don't want to do that. And we're not doing Undertaker.
Yeah.
I love how Tataka slips into, like, Ebonics for a second. I'm like, where is this Tataka from?
All right, so we'll do Blaze versus Nakano. I mean, Razor Diesel is another choice. There's so many good IC title matches.
I know.
SummerSlam history.
We're doing it 92. Because 92 is like once you get past those good matches.
Also, we could do Crush Repo.
That's probably
Nails Virgil.
No, we're not doing Nails.
I think it's Crush Repo. I mean, I don't know what else you do.
Whatever. That's fine.
It feels like stupid, but
Undertaker Kamala?
It's like if you're not doing Brett Bulldog or Warrior Savage, it's like nothing.
Right.
Now, we could have done LOD, Money Inc., but again, I think we need to keep Mega Powers, Mega Bucks.
No, and that might still be the main event, Mega Powers and Mega Bucks.
All right, let's do 90 before we move along.
Slim pickings. Do you want to do Duggan and Volkoff against the Orient Express?
You that or Sherry versus Sapphire?
The match that doesn't happen?
How about, I wish Jake Bad News wasn't so bad.
It's so bad. We did Warlord and Tito. It's just a fun squad.
Yeah, let's do that. I think that's the best of all those. What do you think?
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, what are we at? 2003 now?
Yeah.
This is good. We'll do it chronologically, and if we have to muck it up, we'll muck it up.
So could this be the U.S.? Who's in that?
Oh, is that the four-way? Jerry, that's good.
Eddie. Rhino.
Yep. Well, hang on. Before we go that far, are we going to want to do Eddie Ray at 05?
That's the Vicky. Match. What the F are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I think we have to do that, right?
That's gold.
Why?
Well, what else is in 05 we're going to do?
05 is a good show, but they might all be title matches.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't.
Edge, Hardy? Oh, no, we already have Edge and Hardy.
Yep.
Oh, too bad we're using Kurt Angle.
What's he in for? Do we officially pass on Hogan Michaels? Okay.
We have him and Triple H. And then we can't do, everything else is a title match. Or you could do Benoit destroying Orlando Jordan.
I guess it's that one. I guess it's Mysterio and Eddie.
Or this could be the Taker match, and we don't have a Taker match yet.
That is a good Taker, a rare good Taker match. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's Orton. Yeah, that's a rare good Taker match at the event.
So the options are what? That? Well, let's look at 03. Is there anything else on 03 we could do?
Summer Scam. That was a rough one.
No, we're already using Rey Mysterio.
Shane and Bischoff.
No.
I could do Kane RVD.
I can't believe that's 13 minutes long.
I know. It's boring.
The Chamber would be good if the ending wasn't so stupid.
So I guess we have to decide. It's either Kane RVD plus Rey Eddie, or do this four-way for the U.S. and figure out what was the other option for 05 we said? It was
Undertaker.
Taker Orton. But are we sure we don't use... There's nothing else for Taker later?
Taker fights Orton there. He fights Edge, but we already used Edge. He's not at a lot of SummerSlams.
Yeah, then Brock we've already used.
It's actually probably his best option.
All right, let's do that. I just feel like Orton... Well.
And we lose Orton for the World Heavyweight title at 04 if we want.
Right. That might be the best of those matches.
Yeah.
All right, let's leave Rey Eddie for a minute.
Okay.
And let's do Benoit Orton in 04 for now.
Okay.
Because 04 is rough.
Yeah. It's Bizarro Land. Did you know? You know what's even rougher? 06.
Oh, God, I know.
I could do... Oh, do we have Foley?
No, you want to do Foley Flair?
I guess. That's what makes the most sense, right?
Yeah. Or we could do Big Show Sabu for the ECW title.
We could. Oh, Flair Foley feels just that stupid ending with Melina.
Oh,
I know.
And if you read his book, he thought that that was like genius level stuff.
I forgot that was that match. I was thinking it was the other one. Let's do Foley Flair.
Yeah.
I think that, I like that. I like that. Even with the finish.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's
I forget this is the brutal one. Yeah. And that's our only chance to get Foley on here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. All right. 07.
I think it's the Women's Battle Royal.
Or Kane Finley if you don't do Kane RVD.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We might need Kane RVD, though.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be the women's match, or let's just leave 07 blank because we can always plug in that women's match later if we need to.
Sure.
All right. 08. So Taker Edge. Oh, yeah, no, we need the. Fuck. I was thinking that it's not even for the title, so that would have been good. But I forgot we have TLC. We need to keep that.
Yeah. Well, do we? Are there any other great tag team? Maybe we'll see. You know what we might see? We might see better tag team matches later on.
Yeah, but what tag titles are those? I get confused with lineage. Right. Because are there even ever, like, we may have to dump that, the WWE tag titles. Like, I don't know if they ever even defend them at SummerSlam. That's the SmackDown ones, right? Like, when the fuck are those? I haven't even seen those pop up yet.
What we could do is do, like, the pre-brand split and the post-brand split.
Yeah, we could do that.
Right, instead of World and WWE?
Yeah. And we could treat the brand split as of 2016.
Oh, I was thinking 2002.
But I don't think it affects this project at all.
Right. Well, this is 02 then. Post.
Oh, okay.
Right, because our tag titles from 2000 anyway, and then.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we can use any tag title match now from 01 on, which opens up Dudley's La Rez if you want it.
Oh, thank God. You know, thank heavens. La Rez, who couldn't even get cheered here in Quebec. And this is a town that cheered Dino Bravo like he was Hulk Hogan in the 80s. So,
God. All right. 09. I think we're going to do MVP Swagger.
Did you know MVP was in jail? Isn't that the jail match?
Oh, Punk Hardy is the world title.
Yeah. But we lose Punk Brock, right?
Yeah. And then you're back to the old
kind of thing we have. And TLC.
Yeah, you lose. So I don't think it's worth losing both of those.
No. We could do Kane Khali.
Oh, that's if we don't do Kane RVD at 03.
MVP Swagger feels like the safe pick.
At 07, right? No, oh, where are we at?
09.
Okay, MVP versus Swagger.
Are we going to have to take Melina and Alicia Fox from 2010?
I mean, it's probably the most famous match on that card.
But I think we actually have to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we
do. So that's our pre-horsewomen women's championship.
No, we already have Blade. We can't, unless we're going to have to lose Blaze and Bull then.
But we can't take anything else from this card.
Okay. Unless we amend. This is a little cheating, but fuck it. They put us in the spot. Do you want to do women's, divas, and then, like, current?
I'm fine with it. I think they're all completely separate lineages, right. So.
You're not giving any love to Mabel and Jeff Jarrett at all?
Nope.
From 94?
We already have Jarrett in 98.
Right. Oh, fuck. This 11 is where we should have the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. No. Oh, wait. Or do we have that already or no? Oh,
yeah,
Benoit.
We do
with
Benoit.
What would you like better then?
Well, Orton Christian's way better, but then you also lose the TLC.
Mm. Oh, right. Yeah, that TLC, I knew that was going to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
So if we dump that, what are all our options we could gain? Ooh. You could gain Christian Orton.
You gain Edge Undertaker.
Christian Orton, and you could do Punk Hardy. And then Lesnar, or you could do Lesnar Taker instead of Taker Edge even.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
But then we're not using either of the matches from SummerSlam 2013, the two big ones?
Right. I think Punk Lesnar and TLC is better than what we just laid out. Than Taker Edge and Punk Hardy.
Well, you can still... Yeah, but you can take away the TLC and still keep Punk Lesnar.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to add Punk Hardy. I was trying to think of what it opened up.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it does open up more. Because you do get Taker Edge, do get Orton Christian.
Right. So would you rather have Taker Edge and Orton Christian than the TLC?
I would. I'm crazy high on Orton Christian, though.
And we lose Orton Benoit, too. So I guess that's the trade-off. That's fine. So 04 gets tough.
What would the tag title match be?
Well, that, too. So we need a tag title match and 04 if we do that.
Okay. What would the tag title match be?
I mean, I like that opener for 04, because now that the Dudleys open, but we lose Ray. That's the London Kidman and Ray versus the Dudleys.
Yeah, but then we lose the ladder match, right?
Yes, you'd lose Ray and Eddie.
So 04, you could do Kane and Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. It's either... So, all right, so we could do TLC in Orton Benoit. Or Orton Christian, Edge Taker, and whatever the fuck we just said for 04.
Well, 04 to me is not the problem. You just give something small. It's the tag titles.
Right.
Like, what are we doing with the tag titles?
Well, you could go back to 03 and do the Dudleys and La Rez.
No.
All right, I'm just saying. I don't know. That's something else. So you go get mad at
could
me.
Could do Beverly Brothers versus Natural Disasters from 92.
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, God.
Could we do... Why don't we
do... Steiner Brothers... Oh, no, we got Brett from 93. I was going to say you could do Steiners and Heavenly Bodies.
Well, you could do the Demolition against the Hart Foundation from 90. And then in 93...
Crazy high on that too.
And then 93, you just find something else on there.
Well, what else could you do? It's easy to say just find something.
You just find something.
Yeah, I guess you could do Ludwig Marty. Or you could do Guns of the Tonka, Bigelow, and Head Shrinkers.
Hey, I explained to somebody that, two people actually, that I knew the Finnish national anthem because of Ludwig Borga.
I'm not going to lie though. I think we're going way too many circles to get this. I like Orton Christian a lot, but like, and now I think we're like going, I think we're just gonna lose Hartlaw or Doink or lose TLC. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's more what we're gonna have to take in the place of those two, right? Because like in 2008 If we don't take Edge Taker, then we're taking what? Matt Hardy in no, we can't even. I don't know if we can take anything else in 08. I don't think we talked about 08. It's more we might have to do that.
Yeah.
Unless we take Batista Cena.
Correct. We could do that, which is a very good match.
Yeah, but what are we sacrificing from? We could also, then we're losing Cena AJ Styles.
Right. What title is that for?
WWE title.
So we can't.
Neither of them are for the title.
Cena AJ is not for the title?
No, it's just a grudge match. Oh, Roman Reigns is the champion in 2016.
Right. No, he's not.
He's the red belt. No. Title. Yeah.
No, it's I don't know. This doesn't have that as a title match, though. No, it's Balor. Balor Rollins is a title match.
That's
yeah.
right.
And it's Ambrose, not a... Ziggler. Yeah, we got to do Cena Styles.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think we have to break this up in order to like make sense of it.
I hate losing Hart versus Lawler and Doink, but all right. All right, so we're gonna do
Demos versus Hearts.
Yeah.
I love that match.
Yeah, we know. All right, so do you want to do this Tatanka six man?
Sure. I mean, the good thing about putting the Hearts too is it gives Bret Hart some help. You know.
Yeah. Right, he needs it. He's not gonna stand alone on a card like this.
No.
All right, so it's Talking Guns versus Bigelow and Head Shrinkers.
Out of line.
And then we gotta pick something else from 2000 now.
Hey, on more than one podcast, I have heard a "Go fuck yourself." All right, because.
All right, so we're doing Orton Christian from 11.
Yeah, world heavyweight.
Taker Edge in 08.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now we gotta make up 04 in 2000.
Okay, what else is on 2000?
I mean, we could do Cat and Terry if we're really stuck.
Yeah. Like to not. Is Benoit Jericho Intercontinental?
Yes. Yeah. No.
No. There, no. That's good at 2000. Right.
Yeah. Mostly the other option could have been that Lawler Taz.
Right.
All right, so that's all right, so that's better. Yeah. All right, 04. Kane, Matt Hardy, I guess, right? It's our only option.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we don't want to lose Ray.
Okay. Unless we get rid of Triple H Michaels and do Triple H.
Well, the only problem doing Kane is what are we doing in 03? Do we need Kane there for RVD?
I think so. I think 03 was pretty slim.
So we can't even do Shane Bischoff because we got Shane Test.
Right.
And we can't do that U.S. title now because we're using Eddie and Benoit elsewhere.
Okay.
So we may be stuck.
Hard. I don't like things that are hard. Why don't we move forward and see what else we have to deal with?
All right. So 2010. We're definitely stuck right now on those.
2010 is definitely Melina and Alicia Fox.
04, you could do Cena Booker, but we lose Cena AJ.
Let's do that.
We're going to have to sacrifice something at some point.
But it's not going to be Cena AJ for Cena Booker.
But at some point, we may have to sacrifice, like, yeah, God, I don't know. All right. I'm just warning you. That's going to get ugly.
Fine. We're going to make it work. Look, just punch in Melina, Alicia Fox.
All right. And...
Does the pre-show count?
No. Well, I don't think we did for Mania, right?
Right.
No.
All right. 2012.
That's bad. It's really bad, guys.
This week, they just started doing fucking title matches, and that's it.
I know. Like
it's the show. Oh, man. No.
That's why I said, can we do the pre-show? Because they got Cesaro and Santino.
Oh. Oh, it's this one.
But that match did air on the internet, so.
I think we may have to lose Jericho Benoit. We could do Jericho Ziggler.
Yeah.
And we could Benoit elsewhere, maybe.
I'm not going to feel bad about leaving Benoit off the card.
Yeah, no, me neither. All right, so Jericho Ziggler for now.
Okay. 2014, the Lumberjack match.
Yeah, that's probably our best bet. Unless you think we're going to use them later. I mean, we could do Stephanie Brie Bella. Like, then I'm definitely not going to get used later.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Rollins Ambrose for now. But
yeah, I think that's like the best Lumberjack match I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, 2015.
There's that Bray Wyatt Jericho match that feels like 5 hours.
Oh, that's what.
It's like 7 minutes.
You want to do Owen Cesaro at 15?
I guess. You know what's a really
sneaky... do a Stephen Amell match.
We could. That we joked about. The other thing, if we didn't do Ambrose, if we didn't do the Lumberjack, Reigns and Ambrose against Bray and Luke Harper is really good.
That is good.
Do we need Reigns later? Because we need a Universal. Well, this is the problem with the. I'm gonna allow us to be able to change some of these title rules because I don't think we didn't put the forethought into some of these, but I think we do Owen Cesaro for right now.
That's an easy
one. Or the Neville Amell. What do you like better? Which of the two?
I mean, look, I never want Stardust around.
All right, let's do Owen Cesaro. They deserve to be in the car.
Yeah.
Probably not going to get anywhere else with them.
I feel better about that.
Okay, 2017. Is Sasha and Alexa any good, or do we have better women's title matches to come?
I think we probably want 2018 for women.
Okay. Cass and Big Show? Or Finn and Bray?
Is that the feat? Do we get the demon there?
Yes.
Okay. That's okay. Got. It's too bad because it's a good Universal title match, but Brock's in it.
We may have to do without the Universal, but we'll see. So you want to do Rousey, Alexa? Rousey, Alexa?
Well, there's that or Charlotte, Becky, and Carmella.
Oh, right.
That is, yeah.
So I think they both have good value.
Unless you want to do Charlotte and Trish at 19.
That's not a title match.
No, but I'm saying we could still do it as a women's match. We just lose Charlotte. Because if you look at the rest of 19.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's anything else we can do.
You don't want to do Bayley against Ember Moon?
Not if that. I mean, that's our women's title match, so no.
Did we use Ziggler? We did, eh? Because Goldberg killing Ziggler is fine.
Yeah, we did it. We needed him for 12. I think we should do Charlotte Trish and then do Rousey Alexa.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
It's our title match.
Okay, and then at 2020.
Good luck. You guys can figure that one out.
Do we want to do Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio? Or
are we really not using Seth anywhere else?
We are.
The ladder match, right? Lumberjack. Or the Lumberjack match.
Universal Championship, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt against Braun Strowman.
I think we just used Bray, right?
Yeah, we did.
I know.
There's a Mandy and Sonya match.
That's probably what we'd have to use.
And that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. It was fine.
All right. I'm not even looking, so I'm just taking your... We don't have to include 2020.
Sonya. I thought Mandy and Sonya was pretty good.
All right, let's make that our pre-show match.
Okay.
So were we just dropping the Universal title? I mean, I don't know how else we can do it, because Brock's like in every fucking one, so we'd have to give up.
I mean, it's relatively new. Like, it's what, 20... Is it 2016?
Yeah, there's five shows with it on it.
Unless we did Balor, but you're going to lose Cena Styles. I mean, that's like the only way to do it. Because Brock's in every other one, pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless we get rid of Wyatt Balor at 17 and do that Wyatt Strowman and do something else from 17.
Well, we should probably try to take the challenge of it, right?
Yeah, so 17 we'd have to do Cass and Big Show, I think.
Or John Cena Corbin.
Yeah, we got Cena.
I know. Why are you so angry?
This is hurting my head. So Rollins and Ambrose versus Cesaro and Sheamus, we could do. We'd have to change 14 and 15.
Okay, hold on. So 14.
Were we gonna do a modern tag? I don't think we ever did one.
That is a good match, and I like getting the bar on the show.
So if we did Fiend versus Braun, and that's 20. Right?
Yeah.
All right, and that would be our Universal.
That one would be like 5 minutes after the pay-per-view goes off the air.
Or just in the pre-show. Yeah. And then I said, what was it? Rollins and Ambrose.
Yeah. You know what Fiend against Braun should be is just still photos from the night before.
All right, so that'd be Rollins and Ambrose versus the Bar at 17. That's our post-split tag, which we need anyway.
Yeah.
So we got to change 14 and 15, which is going to be tough now.
Well, 15, we could just take the Stephen and Mel match.
And 14, we could do Stephanie Brie Bella.
Sure. 14 is not a great show anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if we made this card worse or not by just doing what we did. But
Did we take Jack Swagger somewhere else?
Yeah, we did Swagger and MVP.
Oh,
at
09.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Rusev Swagger is actually pretty good at 14.
Right.
Yeah, they do that big double clothesline on the outside. I like that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of little things in that match that I remember really liking.
All right, so we're doing Brie versus Stephanie?
I guess.
I mean, that was pretty well built.
It was good. That's another thing. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we've made this card better or worse by what we just did. But if we're going to play within the rules, that's how we got to do it. Yeah. If we're going to do those titles.
So then we just have 2007 and 2000?
And 0304 Conundrum. I have both listed as Kane right now.
Oh. Okay, what's on 07? Kane?
Yeah, I mean.
Kane and Finley.
Be the problem child in all this.
Well, no. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. I was going to. No, you know what the problem is? Is we can't put the Divas Battle Royal because Melina's in it.
Yeah, we can't do anything else with 10, with 10, right? That's it.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can do at 10.
So we could do
Triple H Booker.
Triple H Booker.
Shawn Michaels.
Hogan Flair.
Hogan Flair.
Hogan Michaels. But then you're going to change 88.
Right.
But then that could open up 03 to do the US.
Right. That's good.
I think that's a good path.
So we lose Mysterio Guerrero.
That's fine. That's not.
All right. So 03 would be, what is it? Guerrero versus Tajiri.
Rhino and who the hell's the last one?
Benoit.
Oh. Do we have Benoit anywhere else? No, eh?
Yeah, we cut him.
Right.
So then we're losing. What else? Well, that's if we do Michaels or Triple H Booker. So we're saying we do Michaels Hogan.
Yeah, and then Triple H Booker at 07.
And we need 02.
Yeah. 02, 2000, and 88. 88, you could do Jake Hercules.
God, what a drop off.
I know. It's good, though.
Yeah, sure.
Or, I was going to say or.
You could do the opener. Oh, no, we got Bulldog. Yeah.
Yeah. Against Sid.
I feel every move we make, I feel like makes the card worse, but we're forced to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say 89, you could take the six man, but no, then you're losing Michaels.
Right.
We could get Dom Morocco on the card.
Morocco, bravo. No, well, we get Jake on. That's fine.
We could do Warrior Honky at 88 and do Dusty. Oh, no, that's Honky. Fuck.
Oh, I know. No, we got to do Warrior Rude. I think that's a linchpin for us. Because our top matches right now are our best stuff are Warrior Rude, Austin Angle, Orton Christian, Punk Lesnar, Hogan Michaels. Like, that's a pretty good top. And AJ Cena.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good top six.
Or if we wanted to do Warrior Honky, let's say, we could change. We do Hearts Busters.
Yeah.
And make the Steiners Heavenly Bodies the tag match.
And then we need something for 90.
Right. I'm sure we could find something. We could do Savage Dusty.
Or we go back to, if you want to get Savage on the card. Yeah. What do you think, Marcus? Would you rather have Hearts Busters or Hearts Demolition?
It's like one's the better match, one's the better moment, it feels like.
So it'd be Warrior Honky, Hearts Busters,
Savage Rhodes,
Steiner's Head Drinkers. I'm gonna do this on the right hand side of this column so we can visualize it.
We need a few columns.
All right, so this would be Warrior Honky. Okay. This would be
Hearts. There's that music, brother.
Hearts Busters. This would be Rhodes Savage. And this would be Steiner's Bodies. Or we could do 92, like Mark said before, with Disasters and Beverly's.
The Steiner's Bodies is way better than Disasters and Beverly's.
Which you like better, left or the right?
I like the Roberts Hercules path.
Me too. Because I think you get Warrior Root and Hearts Demolition is better than just Hearts. I know, it depends how much you rate the honky warrior moment, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. We know what Aaron has that as, but
yeah,
I think I'd rather have Warrior Root on the card.
Well, you also get that six man instead of Steiner's Bodies,
which is fine. I like that six man. I don't think it's that much worse than Steiner's Bodies.
Yeah, it's not bad. We don't have The Rock on the card, eh?
No.
Or Roman?
Nope.
I don't think we have Roman either.
Oh, pain.
Yeah. Actually, wait. Do we have the Braun Strowman Bray Wyatt match? We do, eh?
Yeah.
He shows up there.
Yeah, it's after the match, though.
No, it's during. Doesn't it a DQ? Doesn't it just end?
Yes,
maybe.
I don't. Yeah. No, Bray Wyatt beat him. No, Bray Wyatt beat him.
All right, we need something from 02.
All right. So much to choose from.
I don't think we have any options.
Do we have Rob Van Dam anywhere?
No, but we have Benoit, and we have the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jericho anywhere? Oh, no, we have Ric Flair, though.
Yep, we have Flair Foley. We can't even do the tag.
Why are we doing this again?
I told you, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
So we could do Flair Jericho and find something else from 06.
And 12.
We could do Big Show Sabu at 6. That's okay, right, 12, I think. I think 12 we can't. I think we're boxed in at 12.
Double check 12.
Yeah, 12 was hard. That was...
Do we have Kane somewhere else?
Yeah. 04, which we need him for Hardy. That was the whole reason we changed the whole card around.
Right. Kofi and Truth against Titus and Darren Young.
It's our tag title match, right? So we'd have to change Rollins and Ambrose just at the bar.
That was different tag titles.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to change the rule and say pre and then like that title and then the Martin Day, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you. We might have to make this happen.
Yeah. That seems to be the root of less resistance.
What's 2000? Are we going to be stuck with Kat and Terry? I think we ruined this card when we broke up the TLC.
Well, we'll do another one. We'll do the one with TLC, and we'll compare.
We can't even do X-Pac Road Dogg because I guess we could do Lawler Taz. We can't do Blackman Shane because we're using Shane, who's at every SummerSlam apparently. Actually, we could do that opener too. RTC versus Rikishi and Too Cool.
Look, we could do Black
the 93.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
We could do Blackman Shane and then do Rock Billy. No, we can't do Billy Gunn because that ruins 93. It does get the Rock.
That 93 is the TLC match, basically.
We could do Ludwig Marty at 93 if we really want to do. Yeah. If you want to do Rock Billy. And then that opener, or Rock Billy, and then what do we say, Blackman Shane? I think we could have Test Shane.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have Test Shane and Lawler Taz.
You know what we could do at 93 is Ramon DiBiase.
Oh, yeah. You want to do that instead anyway?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent on both. I'll leave it to you guys.
I don't think we need these other guys because if we're not going to change Tess Shane, unless you want to do that opener, RTC versus Rikishi and Too Cool instead of Lawler Taz, that'd be the only reason to do it at this point. Because I think I'd rather keep Tess and Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just if you did Tess and Shane, if you did Tess and Blackman, then you get The Rock.
Right. But is Rock, Billy, and Blackman, Shane better? I feel like Shane Tess is better than all those matches.
Yeah, I agree.
You heard it. Tess, better SummerSlam worker than The Rock.
Yeah, and better than Bret Hart.
Whoa. I mean, 2000, we got Lawler. They actually helped us out a little bit. We got Lawler Taz. We got Cat Terry. And then we got that opener. So would you rather do Ramon DiBiase and then the RTC versus Rikishi and Too Cool, or keep it as is with the six man and just do Lawler Taz?
I think keep it as is and do Lawler Taz.
Yeah, I don't want right to censor.
Okay. Is that where Raven comes back, or is that the next month?
No, that's Unforgiven. This is where Lawler fucking beats him for some reason.
The candy dish, right?
Oh.
All right, so 02 of all shows we are stuck on right now.
Well, hold on. Got to be something we can use. What about Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio?
No, we got Angle Austin.
I'm just kidding.
Unless you want to change your world title match, which is possible. You could do Rock. No, we can't because then we're going to lose Angle. If we
just did Cena Bryan, we could get Finn Balor and Seth Rollins.
Then we lose our tag.
Yeah, we can find another tag. What's the Undertaker doing? He's fighting Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we can't use Test.
The Test Shane is really
It's fucking. We could have done Shane Blackman, but you didn't want it.
It sucks with those 7-2s. We could do Booker and Goldust against Storm and Christian, but we're stuck in 07.
Yes, that stupid Battle Royal. If there was something else on 2010.
Right. There's literally nothing else on 10?
No, because, look, we're not doing Dolph and Kingston for the Intercontinental. We're not doing CM Punk.
Interrupt that one. Oh, that's for the IC belt, though. So
yeah. Orton and Sheamus, we're not doing for the championship. We're not doing World Champ Kane against Ray.
All right, yeah, we're stuck. God, what a shit show.
And then the 14-man tournament just eats up too many guys. Like,
bunch of fucking trash.
2010 is a shitty year. You want to just give up?
No. No. It may make the card shittier, but we got to figure it out.
Okay. We're going to work this out one way or the other. Well, then, look, where are we stuck? We're stuck in 02?
Yep.
What if we did Edge, Eddie? We have to change 08 and 03.
Okay, hold on. 03, we could then do
Taker, Albert.
Yes, because we're using Taker Orton from 08, right?
Taker Edge.
Figure out just what I mean. And in 08,
we need a new 08.
We could do MVP Jeff Hardy.
Oh, we got MVP Swagger in 09.
Hold on, what's on 09? We could do nothing else from 09.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
Should I not be changing this right now? Because I don't know if we can go back.
Could we do, what about Matt Hardy, Mark Henry?
No, we're doing Matt Hardy versus Kane in 04 because we're stuck there.
Nothing else in 04?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
What if we did Triple H Eugene?
Oh, yeah, because we lose it. No, well, then we lose 07 and we need that.
Right.
Too bad we can't count Divas Dodgeball.
Well, actually, we're not using Ray anymore, right? We could do Ray Chavo now from 07.
Man, that feels...
Oh, it's where he's in the silver. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Yeah.
And then we could do... is that 08? Is that for the title, Triple H? Does he fight Kali at 08?
Yes, that is for the title.
Okay, so we can't do that. So could we go... So... If we do Triple H Eugene, does that give us Kane or Hardy for 08, and then we're good?
It gives us Hardy Henry at 08.
God, we just met. This card went to trash quickly.
It's hard!
So Eugene versus Triple H at 04, and then Hardy versus Henry. And we get the ECW title on there. So does that look, do you see anyone duplicated?
All right, so did we solve it?
I think that's it. So I wanted to pull up real quick. Our buddy Ryan Everett did a card.
Is it better than ours?
Well, that's what I want to see.
Without question.
Maybe he didn't do it right.
I'm sure he did, knowing him. Aaron, tell us quick about North-South Connection while I pull this up.
It's great. There's so much stuff going on every day of the week, sometimes 2 things a day, sometimes 10 things a day. No, every day of the week there's something going on, mostly wrestling-oriented, but lots of other fun stuff too. Mondays, you got the year that was, which is me going through the years and WWF pay-per-views. You also got now entering the Royal Rumble, which is me and JT breaking down every single competitor in the history of the Royal Rumble. Tuesdays is TNA Never Dies, going from TNA from the very beginning, watching every single one of those weekly pay-per-views. That runs in tandem with the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast, Jacob Williams killing it with a new guest each and every other 2 weeks. Wednesdays, New Gen on a Mission, Pratt and Slomka. Doing a trek from Sean Brett 92 to Sean Brett 97. Those two are awesome. Thursdays, it's the Wrestling War Zone with JT Chad going from the Monday Night War era. Jordan Duncan brings Rank and File every now and then. Saturdays is No Holds Barred, runs with JT's Mailbag. And also Square Circle to Silver Screen, where it's Logan and Cowboy breaking down movies that either star wrestlers or are about wrestling. Sunday, you get Second Print Comics with Mark Claire and Remzo Martinez. And after every single major event, Marcus and Tim killing it each and every time on Viewer's Choice.
All right, so here's Ryan's. And he said the same. He said his anchor matches all kind of fell apart as he went further in. So, Aaron, why don't you give our match, and then I'll give Ryan's match for each year.
All right, so 88 for ours is Roberts and Hercules.
Ryan has the same.
Ding, ding, ding. Do we have a bell sound that we should edit in?
Marcus, you make the noises.
Ding. Do you want like a ding, ding, or ding, ding, ding?
Whatever.
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
But I want a different noise every time. Our 1989 is The Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude.
Same.
Ding.
Our 1990, Hart Foundation versus Demolition.
He has Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes.
Our 1991, Boss Man and Mountie.
Same. Actually, ding. You know what? We could change to DiBiase Virgil now if we want, which I think is a better match.
And Boss Man and Mountie?
Yeah, Virgil winning the $1 million title. I had like 3.5.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a better moment. That pop is huge.
Cool. We need a new sound, Marcus. Like, we need a changing sound.
A change in octaves? Like a ding?
Well, no. Yeah, well, we changed our match, so we need a sound for that.
92. 92. Okay,
gotcha, gotcha.
92. Ours is Crush and Repo Man.
He's got LOD Money Inc., which I guess we also could do. Would you rather do that and keep Boston?
We can't
Mountie?
Now.
Well, we could. Do you want to go back and change it, or do you like this better?
I like the LOD Money Inc., so I'd take the LOD Money Inc.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so we put it all back together then.
Yep. Same. And then same for 93. He has the 6-man as well.
Yeah. Now, R94 is Blaze versus Nakano.
And he has Bret Hart versus Owen Hart. This is a world title match.
Ding. R95 is Horowitz and Skip.
Same.
Ding.
R96 is Sid Bulldog.
Same.
Ding.
R97 is Goldust Pillman.
He went Bariquez, Disciples of Apocalypse. So I think we win that one.
Oh, no.
R98, it's X-Pac Jarrett.
Same.
Ding.
R99, Test Shane.
Same.
Ding.
R2000, Lawler Taz.
Got TLC.
Womp.
R01, Austin Angle.
He has Booker versus Rock, which he says counts for their for his world title match. I don't know if that's official or not, but I will say this too. He tends to, he has less title matches than we do.
Yeah, I need a disqualification sound, Marcus, because Ryan's disqualified. R02 is Edge and Guerrero.
He has Ray and Kurt.
O3, Undertaker A-Train.
Same.
Ding.
O4, Eugene Triple H.
Same.
Ding.
O5, Hogan Michaels.
Same.
Ding.
O6, Flair Foley.
Same.
Ding.
O7, Mysterio Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero.
He's got Kane versus Finley.
Aww.
08, Hardy versus Henry.
He's got Batista Cena.
Mm.
09, MVP Swagger.
Same.
Ding.
10, Melina Alicia Fox.
Same.
Ding.
11, Orton Christian.
He's got Henry Sheamus.
Mm.
12, Jericho Ziggler.
Same.
Ding.
13, Punk Lesnar.
Same.
Ding. 14, Bree Stephanie.
Same.
Ding.
15, Stephen Amell match.
Same.
Ding.
Dean, we have Cena Styles.
He's got Nikki, Natalya, and Alexa versus Naomi, Becky, and Carmella.
17, Rollins and Ambrose versus The Bar.
Same.
Ding.
18, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss.
He's got Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Oh, that match was such a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Maurice pulls out the brass knucks from her boobs. That's the best finish of all time.
Yeah, but I don't know. Not a. Hey, 2019, Charlotte versus Trish.
Same.
Ding.
2020, Strowman versus Wyatt.
He's got Asuka versus Sasha Banks.
It's a better match, bro.
So, I don't know. I feel like his card may be better. But I don't know.
But ours has the higher moments.
And we hit all the titles that we prescribed where he doesn't hit all those.
He doesn't do the Universal, right?
No, he doesn't have the two tags.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a good card. I mean, he did it.
You can
see where he ran into some of the trouble we did because he's got Stephanie Brie and like stuff like that too. So
yeah, the 2010 problem, let's say.
Right, that's the big issue. The big things he has that we don't are TLC and Ray Kurt.
Yeah, but then the big things that we have that he doesn't are Austin Angle, Orton Christian, Cena Styles.
Yeah, Cena Styles is the big one.
Yeah, and so,
I think our card's pretty much. I mean, I don't know if there's a way to do it with Cena Bryan. You know what I mean? Like, or Brock. I don't know. You lose big matches.
I thought you said Brock at first, and I'm like, that'd be way better than Undertaker.
Brock. So, all right. Well, there's your SummerSlam card, whether you like it or not.
Wait, do we want to try to do it with Cena and Bryan?
Maybe next year.
All right.
You'd have to change a lot. You lose Cena Styles, you lose Austin Angle, and Punk Lesnar.
Why do you lose Austin Angle?
Because that's a world title match.
Right. But you could do the Booker T and the Rock. It's a WCW title. Then you get the Rock on.
So you could do Rock, Booker. You have to pick. You could do that. I don't know. You just, so whatever from 16.
You do the Universal there. You do Finn and.
And then you lose the Bar. You got to find something from 17.
Else on 17 you could use, I'm sure. 17 wasn't the problem, right?
Well, because we had that. So. Yeah.
Sin, because Finn and Rollins is pretty good.
We lose Punk, so you could do 10. You could get rid of Melina and Alicia. You could do Punk versus Big Show, whatever the fuck that was.
Well, no, if you did that, then 09, you do Punk Hardy.
Well, that's a world title, so you can't do that and Cena, Bryan.
No, you can't do that and Orton Christian.
Right. Yeah, it's too much. If you want to do this in your free time, you can rebuild it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'd rather have the cash in from Orton anyways.
Ruins, like, I don't want to say it ruins that match, but it makes everybody forget how great that match is.
I thought it was good. I don't know.
Marcus, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, Bret the Hitman Hart. And, shoot, what do we do? Viewer's choice here on a North-South Connection after every major... after every major WWE pay-per-view, network special, NXT TakeOver, and AEW pay-per-view. Myself and my best friend, Tim, we break it down. We let you know what to skip and what to watch. And you can also check us out over every week at Final Wrestling Place. That's over on the soon-to-be name network. We'll break down the nouns, professional wrestling, the people, places, things, and all the other happenings. And we put them in either the good place or the bad place.
All right. This is obviously challenging. If anyone wants to give it a shot and just share it with us on social media, see if you can do better or different and get some of those matches we talked about missing in. I'd also like to, Aaron, maybe just off air, see if we think the SummerSlam card is better than our Mania card. I think that could be a fun exercise too.
Oh,
to look at. I would say we can do this for Survivor Series, but I don't know. That'd be really hard.
We've got to come up with an idea for the Survivor Series.
Yeah, you might have to allow some leeway. I don't know how you do it. We'd have to look and see.
What we could do for Survivor Series is we could build a card. You take all the teams that ever existed and build a card, like, moving the teams around.
Yeah, we could do something like that. But let's look at it. If it feels impossible, we won't do it. Maybe it's doable to do it, to build a card with everyone.
And the Rumble will build the Ultimate Rumble.
Yes, we'll do that in January.
1 to 30.
Okay.
Oh.
If we make it that far. All right, no holds barred. Dookie's dropped. Goodbye.
Jockass.